Sue, could you put up that first slide up, Mike? Cheyenne, Jora, could you guys come up to the front? Any kids that are here, youth, could you guys come up and just like fill these pews? There's something going on this afternoon after church. I can't remember what it is, but
potluck,
that's it. And there's some other event too, some little thing that's maybe stealing a little bit of the thunder and glory out of the day. You want to come up, Calabrian? You can sit right here by Cheyenne. Cheyenne, this is Calabrian. Today we're going to install Cheyenne as youth pastor. Show that he is our youth pastor. So this is just kind of a formal event that that puts things into order so that we can all participate in making this happen. It's not just some formal vote that takes place, but it's a spiritual event, and we want to make sure that happens. So first, I want to start by reading from 2 Timothy chapter 4. I'm going to read verses 1 through 5, reading from the English Standard Version of the Bible. It says here, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing in his kingdom. Preach the word. Be ready in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with complete patience and teaching. For the time is coming when people will not endure sound teaching." Maybe it's here. "But having itching ears, they will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own passions and will turn away from listening to the truth and wander off into myths. As for you, always be sober-minded, endure suffering, do the work of an evangelist, fulfill your ministry." Cheyenne, can I get you to stand up? Come stand right here. Cheyenne Benson?
Yes.
"Do you believe you have been called by God to minister His word?" God rather than the pressures of people?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I want you to stand up here because I want you to be able to look at all these people while I get them in charge. Okay? "As a minister for the Lord Jesus Christ, I can tell you this, Cheyenne will pursue this calling with or without our help. She will, however, be much more effective with our help. She is young, and this is her first position. However, she does not need us to treat her like a novice or like she's new. If we thought that she wasn't ready, we would have not offered her the position. What she needs is our support. We are responsible for seeing that she has what it takes to succeed. She needs our words of encouragement and our prayers of blessing. If we let her down, we will all be let down. We can guarantee her success by supporting her and Jora, and we can do that by inviting them to our homes and befriending them, by encouraging them in the faith, by doing things like never gossiping about them or with them, by remembering that they are far from their home and their family, and working to make this community a home and a family for them. We can encourage her by never forgetting that she is not here to grow our church. She is here to serve God. If we confuse those two, we will be disappointed and frustrated. If we keep them straight, the power of God will flow mightily here. Cheyenne's battle is a spiritual one. So don't ask, how many are attending? Because numbers is a very material, earthly thing. The only satisfying answer to how many are attending is a number that's larger than the number she gave you last week. So never ask that question. Instead, ask, how is it going? How can I help? What do you need? Smother her in prayer and remind her that we are praying for her. Remember also that Jorah is Cheyenne's husband, and that as we call her, in a sense we're calling him, and in another sense we're not. Okay? So don't put any undue expectations on him. This is our charge. This is our commitment, not only to Cheyenne, but to the youth of this community and to the future of this church. We must take it very seriously. Claudia, do you want to stay or do you want to go back with your dad? Okay. You can even stand right here next to Cheyenne if you want. Now, with Cheyenne having accepted her charge, I want to ask the church, are you accepting your charge?
Yes.
Amen.
Yes. Now, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the head of the church, the ground and the pillar of truth, and by the authority which he has given his church, Cheyenne, you are hereby called to the position of youth pastor of the Iron Hill Church. We send you forth in the name of Christ. And may the blessings of the Father rest upon you. The life, death, and resurrection of the Son inspire you. And may the Holy Spirit empower and hold you. At this time, I would like to ask the church elders if they would all please come forward. I want to ask them to gather around Cheyenne. Stand behind her. And starting with Dave, I want to ask each one to pray.
Lord, we lift up Cheyenne to you, Lord. We stand behind her, Lord, and have some prayer. Thankful, Lord, that she is willing to step into your pathways, Lord, and to be a missionary to our community. And just rejoice.
Dear Father, we come to this man before you. Fill her with your Holy Spirit, dear Father. May each and every one of us will lift her up and not forget her, dear Father. And if she needs help to call, we just praise you in thy name. Amen.
Lord, I pray for this congregation that we will do all of our to support Cheyenne and her ministry and your work for us. We just ask that you give Cheyenne wisdom and strength and continue to have that great attitude, Lord, that she can make a difference in the children of this community's lives. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name.
Father, thank you for sending us your Cheyenne. Pray that you guide her with wisdom and everything she needs, Lord, to minister to the boys and girls and that word would get out and come and listen and
you offer a prayer for Cheyenne from where you are, please?
Definitely. Lord God, I just want to thank you for Cheyenne, Lord, I just want to thank you and thank you for coming to us and just be able to be the youth pastor, Lord. Lord, I know it's not always our plans that get into focus, Lord, but your plans. And Lord, you have sent Cheyenne all the way from Texas to Washington, Lord. We thank you for that. We thank you for having her around. And Lord, we just pray that her ministry just be uplifted and just bring great joy and caring to this area. We thank you for our new family members. And Lord, we just welcome them with open arms and great conversation and great friends. And in Jesus' name we pray this morning. Amen.
Amen. Chuck Gadlaw, would you please stand and pray for Cheyenne?
Father, we believe that Cheyenne is in our midst by your divine direction. And Lord, we believe that you have a special plan for her and for us. And so, Father, we pray that by the power of your Holy Spirit, you would minister to her and give her wisdom. And Father, we pray that you would minister in our hearts that we might have the wisdom to help her to her fullest potential. Father, we thank you for your grace and your mercy and for your direction in bringing her to us. We thank you for her husband, Lord. And we pray that you would bless them abundantly as they minister in our name. In Christ's matchless name we pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Call us. Would you come? Stand right here over there.
Thank you, Jesus.
his cross. I pray, Father, that she would never speak to the kids without bringing up the work that Jesus Christ has done for us, how he has restored us to you. Father, I pray that you would just fulfill her with the Holy Spirit, Lord, and power the ministry that lies before her. Father, we know that it was indeed your divine hand that brought her here. Father, we just pray now that you would touch her and lead her, cause her, Lord, to fulfill your call. Father, we pray for Jora. We pray that you give him patience and strength. Pray that, Father, that you give him all that he needs to be, Lord, and help him to not stand in the shadows, but help him, Father, stand straight in the direct light of the sun. In the name of that Son, we pray. Amen. You guys can be seated. Yesterday, I asked you on the phone if you wanted to say anything. We talked, and you were like, nah. I'd like to say something.
Just want to say thank you, Matt. I've been praying about this a lot, and something the Lord's had on my heart. And, the Holy Spirit's going to do something, and I'm not quite sure what it's going to look like yet, but every step that he goes, we're going to try to take it and walk in that light. So, we just appreciate your prayers and encouragement, and just want to say thanks. It's nice to have a family away from home. Yeah, it's really a big thing.
One more thing. Finish it up. But this is a plaque that we made up for you. So you can take this and know that we're very serious about this. Okay? Yeah.